We're visiting with Madison boys basketball coach Alex McNeil here on the Area Coach's Corner. And coach, since we last talked, you guys dropped several games, but you found a way to bounce back with wins over Northern Heights and West Franklin as well. Just what have you seen from your guys as you bounce back after the LCL and then the loss to Mission Valley back on January 31st?
Yeah, we had a couple tough losses. Mid-Olpe got us pretty good, and buzzer beater lost the Berlin game, 2-point loss to Mission Valley right after that. So we kind of went through it there for a little bit, but very competitive games, and then we were able to right the ship a little bit with Northern Heights, and I thought we had hopefully a season-turning win against West Franklin. We were able to finally pull out one of the tough, close games. We played in a lot of close games that just weren't going our way, and we finally got one to go our way the other night. So hopefully that's a good builder for us.
How do you feel like that's going to help you here down the stretch?
I think it potentially could help us huge. I've been telling my kids after these tight losses that, we're right there. We're right there. We're just not getting over the hump. And to finally do it and to finally get over the hump, I think the kids can actually, physically see the result pay off. And it's not just words coming out of my mouth. Like, they have a result that they can hang their hat on that, yes, we are right there. We can win these tight games, and they can take it, they can take it where they want. Yeah, I think it could be a very good builder for them though.
Bryson Turner had 23 the other night in your guys' win over West Franklin, and he continues to remain consistent. I know he had 9 against the Berlin game, but that's where Gavinish had 21. So those two guys are continuing to find ways to score the basketball for you.
Yeah, absolutely. The show goes through them, and they've been stepping up and playing big in that role, carrying the scoring load. I'm very proud of both of those kids. They kind of, when they're both on, like they were, last night or Tuesday night, I think Gavin had 15 points and 17 boards, and Bryson goes for 23 and 10 rebounds. I mean, when those two guys are going together, we can be a tough team to beat.
We're visiting with Madison boys basketball coach Alex McNeil here on the Area Coach's Corner. And, coach, you're off tomorrow night, and then you have a Chase County coming up as well, and that's a big one coming up. And I can't remember who else you guys have. Who do you have out there, Chase County, on Tuesday?
We got the Linden.
And that's it's another tough test for you guys. But how do you see some really good competition as you get ready for Substate?
Yeah, our schedule is tough. Lyon County League is tough, and then you go into the Flint Hills League, where we're playing a little bit bigger schools and some very talented teams as well. And, so you just got to be ready to play. And I think they're making us better. Chase County is obviously going to be very good. Linden is extremely good. And there's just some really good teams out there. And we're just going to go out there and give it our best. And even in some of these tough losses, we are becoming a better team because of that. And I do think it'll help us come Substate time. It'll really sharpen us up, and it's putting us in some situations of playing in some tight games. And hopefully come Substate, we'll know how to do it and be able to win those games when they really, really matter.
And you also have a Crest coming up on the 20th as well. And I know Berlin game got them on Tuesday night. So another big one after the Linden game on next Friday night.
Yeah. We'll have Colony Crest on a Monday, and then that's a team right now that's in our Substate as well. And if things shape out the way they're looking, we'll be a 2 and 3 seed going into that Substate with a chance to play them on a Monday and then turn around and play them again the following week. So. Just another good team, and it's that time of year. If you're either going to be playing the good teams or you're going to be at home. So we're not going to be afraid of anybody, and we're going to go play the teams that are on our schedule and just see what happens.
Well, Coach, appreciate the time as always. Best of luck next week against Chase County and Linden, and best of luck on the 20th against Colony Crest, and we'll catch up with you again in two more weeks.
All right. Thank you.
That's Madison boys basketball coach Alex McNeil joining us here on the Area Coaches Corner, brought to you by MT Networks, Shanky Well Service, and Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group, on Country 101.7 FM.